Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And we have a special program today. We have a special guest with us, going to join us in just a moment here, Dan Hermada. And we will be introducing him in just a second. But again, reminder that you can check us out on our webpage at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also visit our Facebook page, which I am just double checking here, but I believe is streaming our program today as well. There it is. Looks like it's coming in. Hopefully the sound is coming in okay. I got to try and adjust the volume there a little bit, but welcome if you're listening on line or on air or on Facebook Live. We're glad to have you today. Let's go ahead and open our program in a word of prayer. We'll get to our guest. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program today. Use it for your glory. Help us to point people to Christ. Help us to encourage Christians in their walk with you. And we just thank you for the opportunity. Use us for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, as I said, we have a special guest today, Dan Hermada with the Act for America, the Cleveland chapter. Dan, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm so glad to be here.
Hello. Do we have Dan?
I'm here.
Can
you hear me?
We'll get him in a minute here. I'm not hearing him on the in here on the studio. We'll get that connected here. We'll find out what's going on. But we're having a little technical difficulty here, I guess. We'll see what's happening here. Give us just a moment here. Yeah, live radio. You never know what's going to happen here, and we'll see what happens. You have the best planned out things here, and while we're trying to get everything together there, as we try to figure out what's going on with our sound here, and Dan is waiting on the phone, and hopefully he will be able to get connected to us in a minute. But I just wanted to mention a little bit there real quick while we're waiting to get Dan with us here today. He is the one of the chapter leaders for the Cleveland chapter of Act for America. And Act for America is the nation's largest grassroots organization in the country. It's devoted to national security. And they hit a lot on things dealing with Islam and the threat of Sharia law and things like that in this country. Very important issues. We've talked about them a number of times on our program here. And Dan, if you can hear me, I apologize. We're just having a problem getting you through on the air here. So we will see what happens here. And when it rains, it pours. I think what's happened here. See, Pastor Lutz was picking on me before the program here. I guess on his program, he was talking about the dark cloud coming in. But I do have to admit that when he left, it's gotten considerably brighter outside. We'll figure out what's going on with the technical issues there in a minute. But I just wanted to mention again that, like I said, Dan is the director or one of the chapter leaders for the Cleveland chapter of Act for America. He's also the state director of Act for America and oversees some chapters in Mansfield, Columbus, and Cincinnati, in addition to the Cleveland chapter. And they have a meeting once a month, and we'll get to that in a minute here. As we think about this, I wanted to have Dan on today because, you know, one of the things that troubles me when I look at groups like Act for America is the lack of involvement with a lot of pastors, a lot of Christians, and it seems sometimes that they almost feel that groups like this, well, it's not directly evangelizing, it's not directly spreading the gospel, and therefore it's a waste of my time. We'll just let God sort it out. But you know, I'm reminded in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, the Bible says, "And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and their brethren were at their commandment." It talks about a group of people that allied themselves with David after the death of Saul, and they were establishing David as the king. And what happened was that these people out of the tribe of Issachar, that's what it says here, the children of Issachar, it said they were men which had that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And I know not every pastor, not every Christian is going to become very knowledgeable, or needs to become extremely knowledgeable and an expert on Sharia law and the Islamic threat that we have in this country. But I do believe that pastors and churches should be aware of this, and some, you know, may take a greater interest in it than others, just like there's various ministries and areas that some pastors and various ministries tend to go to. For instance, some will spend more time with creation looking at things regarding that. Some will spend more time looking at maybe perhaps the issue of prayer or holy living or any number of things, the unborn children, the stopping of abortion. There's any number of issues that people struggle with, and pastors in various churches, they develop ministries and they become experts in that area. So obviously can't be an expert in everything, but I do think that pastors and churches should be aware of the Islamic threat that's facing this country. It's very real, and even if you're not an expert in it, there should at least be an awareness of what's going on, and that way you can have the opportunity to be better able to alert the people in the church and to give guidance in how we as Christians ought to react towards the surge of Islam in this country. And so when we look at this passage in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 there that I read, verse 32, where the men of Issachar, this is not everybody. This was a group of people. They had an understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And I do believe that God raises up some people within his churches, some pastors and some Christian ministers in there. And we're still trying to get Dan on the line here. And I'm hoping that I'm being heard, but I'm not hearing Dan as yet right now.
Yeah, I can hear you
and
fine.
Let me see here. Let me change phones here a minute.
I can hear you fine.
Can't quite reach it here. Dan, are you there?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, trying to figure out what's going on where my phone or earphones are not working. I'm kind of twisted over here on a short cord here at the moment. we're going to sort that out, try and figure out what's happening here.
Yeah, your call screener could hear me when I called in.
Yeah, I was not hearing a thing. So we're trying to figure out what's going on here. That one there is plugged in to let the audio go into the Chromebook. So I apologize, Dan, and they're sorting things out back here. But just a minute.
Off your job as our assistant.
Yeah, just a moment again. All right, can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, don't know what was going on here, but I got you now.
Oh, very good.
Sorry about that. It happens when you're on the air live. You know, you start and you think everything's working fine, and the next thing you know, there's something disappears. So, not really sure what was happening. I don't know. Was it my headset was doing something wrong, maybe, or something. But anyway, glad to have you with us. I'm sorry about that, And for whatever reason, my Facebook Live feed keeps dropping too. So it's just one of those days, I guess. But Dan, welcome to the program today. I gave a little to your background there since I couldn't hear you, but would you like to add to that a little bit?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. As you mentioned, I run the Cleveland chapter with my partner, Bev Goldstein. And we've been doing this for, we're now in our fifth year. We started way back in April of 2013, so we just finished up 4 years of running the Cleveland chapter, but I also oversee Cincinnati, Columbus, and Mansfield chapters, and I'm a mentor to surrounding chapters, chapters in surrounding states as well. So I've got quite a bit of workload on my plate, more than I would have ever imagined that I got into, but, you know, it's I felt a call to do this, and here I am.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, like I said, we started the chapter in April 2013. I actually heard our founder of our organization, Brigitte, in November of 2012 when she was pleading for help, and she said for people to get involved, and that was at a church in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's when I made the decision to officially get involved, but I've been studying everything I can about Islam and about the war on terror and everything. Like a lot of people, my life changed on 9/11. I didn't lose anybody personally, but it was a slap in the face and a wake up to what was going on. I've been studying and paying attention, ever comparing scripture and you know, just connecting a lot of dots. Let's just put it that way.
So, right. Well, and for a lot of people, yeah, the terrorist attacks in 2001 there in September 11 was a wake up call, and you know, for myself as well, I really began intensively reading a lot about Islam, and I had an awareness of it myself from my time in the Air Force. In fact, when the Berlin Wall came down, I told my wife the next thing we were going to deal with was fundamentalist Islam, and I didn't want that to be the case, but here we are. And as I was saying in the beginning, I really, you know, feel bad that not more pastors come out to your meetings, because this is information that I, as a pastor, you know, I share this type of information I get from your organization frequently at our church, and of course here on the radio. So that's why I'm glad to have you on today. And could you tell us a little bit about your organization, and maybe if there's some pastors in the area that might like to find out more?
Well, we're actually going to have a perfect opportunity for pastors at our next meeting. We encourage pastors and anybody really to come to any of our meetings. We meet about every 5 weeks or so, but particularly the meeting in September, which will be on Monday, September 18th, we're going to have a producer, or actually the founder of an organization, the Clarion Project. Now, he's Jewish. Now, people would say, well, why do I want to be at a meeting with him? Well, he's produced a lot of different videos, Honor Diaries, and a new recent one called Faith Keepers.
Mm-hmm.
The executive producer of that film is Roma Downey, who's made a lot of Christian films. People are familiar with her work. The AD, the Bible series, was on TV, and the Bible, etc. So they make films, and this is the most recent one, Faith Keepers. It's all about Islamic persecution of Christians. And so many people forget that, you know, the hotbed of Christianity was there in the Middle East, and now we're down to in single digits of percentage-wise of Christians in Iraq and Syria and everywhere, you know, in between. So we're using that as an opportunity for pastors to come to that meeting, watch that 50-minute video, and then there's an opportunity for them to take that to their church and share with their members. It's a way to heighten awareness, and we're trying to teach people about Islam and about the fundamentalist side of it, the imposition of Sharia doctrine, the doctrine of jihad, etc., how these fundamentalists are trying to impose this around the world, and why they do, and what, you know, people say, well, you know, you're obviously an anti-Muslim bigot. There's nothing further from the truth. We expose who the extremist Muslims are, who the terrorist organizations are. They're spawned from one massive organization called the Muslim Brotherhood, who actually worked with the Nazis in World War II. And we expose all that, and we get into the weeds. You've been to our meetings, so we will explain what Iran's up to, what's going on in the Gulf states between each other on the Sunni side. And so, I mean, let's put it this way. even Muslims themselves in Egypt got rid of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
So that should tell everybody something. That's why we don't want, we have a very serious problem with them in our country. And pastors are very susceptible because, I know I'm kind of going around in circles here, but when it comes to pastors, interfaith dialogue is one of the means that the Muslim Brotherhood uses in our country to work with pastors and to, under supposedly bridge building, but it's all one way. And the group behind it is the Islamic Society of North America. That is the largest Muslim Brotherhood front group. So we really try to educate, you know, not only the grassroots, but pastors, clergy of any kind, law enforcement, whatever. That's what our organization's all about, elected officials as well.
So. Right, absolutely. And that meeting, again, is on Monday, September 23rd with the Faith Keepers movie, right?
You're correct. Yeah, I might have said the 18th. It's going to be on the 23rd. And I'm sorry, what is that? No, the Monday the 18th, a week after 9/11.
Okay, I better check my calendar again. I had on the 23rd there. I think the paper I was looking at had the 23rd on it. That's why I was double-checking there just to make sure. There we are. I looked at the other paper. It's corrected on that one. Monday, September 18th.
18th, and right. The 23rd, we're going to meet in October on the 23rd. So that's why you might have gotten that date, knowing our dates, our upcoming.
Okay.
Might have got a little mixed up.
Right.
But our next meeting this Monday, and pastors are certainly... here's why pastors might be wanting to come to this meeting. It seems that when you hit, I've had discussion with pastors, and you know, we talked about last political season, people were like, you know, well, who are you going to vote for? Who do you side with? You know, et cetera. There was a large split between the conservative side of things as things boiled down, where it came down to Ted Cruz or Donald Trump. And, being at Ted Cruz's dad is a pastor who's been up in the Cleveland area.
Right, I met him.
Pastors, yeah. Many groups. So I've prayed with them and myself, and we've had several conversations. Well, as it turns out, our guest speaker on Monday night, Claire Lopez from the Center for Security Policy, would have been a national security advisor or a member of his team had he won the presidency. So that should spark some interest among pastors.
Right, and as a reminder, also, Claire Lopez will be with us here on this program on this coming Sunday night at 11 o'clock. She'll be on with us, and I invite people to listen, and she's going to be talking about a variety of issues. And I've heard her speak before. She has an extensive experience, quite a resume in knowing about what's happening with the Islamic world and national security issues from her time in the CIA and also, of course, with the Center for Security Policy. So it would certainly be a great opportunity for pastors to get involved where they can learn information that they can use. Just like I used the verse earlier on about the men of Issachar, men had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And we need pastors that have understanding of the times to know what their churches ought to do here and in effect to help guide their communities. How would a pastor that wants to come to the Monday, this coming Monday's meeting or next month's meeting, how would they go about doing that?
Well, the simplest thing for them to do would just to email me, and that would be to email actcleveland@gmail.com. And then that way I can get in a conversation with them online, you know, through the emails, send them the information, you know, that they meeting information, and answer any questions they might have ahead of time.
Right.
You know, and we normally charge $5 for our meetings, just to cover the rental of the hall, security, the refreshments. So you've been there, you know, all
right,
the expenses
right.
We go through, and we always take care of our speakers as well, cover their expenses, et cetera. So it seems to be a very fair and equitable way of doing everything. I've never heard a person complain about it. Once they walk out of the meetings, they're usually very pleased with the information we've had presented. But the offer I'm going to give the pastors is even just if you're a pastor, come see me. When you register, you're going to get in free, just so you get to know who we are.
Right. That's very good.
It's about getting the message out. And, you know, we educate the grassroots, law enforcement, elected officials really, and you'll hear Claire talk about this Monday, how how low in their knowledge base they are about
yes.
the threat of Islam, radical Islam.
Yeah, and if we might digress into that just a little bit here, you're aware, I'm sure, of some of the things that are happening in the Trump White House with McMaster firing some, of the people who are in the National Security Council, and there's a number of people, I guess, and he's got a hit list of Trump allies, but this has occurred to me, and I think I've heard Claire Lopez say this and some other people say this, but when you think about it, you know, it's nice having these generals, like McMaster was general, in the administration. But the problem is, a lot of these people, they became officers. They matured as officers and became, generals, admirals, or whatever, during this time in our nation's history where we've had, starting in the Bush administration and certainly during the Obama administration, this purging of all thought from our national security apparatus that Islam is the problem with this terrorist threat that we have. And you want to share some thoughts on that?
Sure, absolutely. They've taken this politically correct stance that it's, these few extremists are just basically hijacking their religion and not following the actual teachings of Muhammad, which could not be any further from the truth.
Right.
But when it comes down to the some of their reasons other than that for doing this, this political correctness, one of the concerns is that we have a large military base in Doha, Qatar, and all of a sudden there's this debate whether we should designate the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, which other countries have done, including Islamic countries.
Right.
And so the State Department and the Defense Department is poo-pooing this idea because they don't want to affect what if Qatar says, okay, you know what, you got to pack up and close your base or something to that effect. We are not prepared to handle that type of situation. So I just watched an extensive all-day seminar on this where our elected officials and military were talking about this, that it's time that we get or put ourselves in a position to prepare for that, to move and say that we're going to be leaving and just do it that way, it would be a massive undertaking, and move elsewhere. So
right.
Part of that Gulf State problem with Qatar is that Qatar is doing also, they're playing both sides. They're a Sunni nation, but they're also doing a lot of clandestine work with Iran, and that has really enraged Saudi Arabia. So there's a lot going on as well in that respect. So that's they're a huge problem. Qatar is a huge problem. Turkey's also a huge problem. Big supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood, and Turkey, of course, is a NATO ally. That's what makes everything really tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire can explain this much better than I can. This is, one of the ideas Bev and I came up with after a year of getting around talking to their various groups in Ohio and talking to the, mostly people our age and smaller groups. And, we've decided, we need to bring in people on a regular basis that are above our pay grade that we get regular information from. But in that way, they're the experts that are, we're bringing them to the general public, and you're not going to hear this stuff on CNN. You're not going to hear.
Oh, absolutely, you're right on that.
The ABC, any of that. So it's a complete whitewash, or it's just a mission of information for the public on those networks.
And I appreciate that, Dan. And like I said, my wife and I have been coming to a number of the meetings and similar meetings with some other groups in the area as well. And, I consider the, $5 to get in for the information that's made available, it's definitely well worth it. And one thing I'd like to point out, I like to get books that I can take home, read, and follow up on. And I think my library has doubled since I've been going to some of these meetings. There's some good books available for people to pick up on these issues and more at very reasonable prices, I might add. And sometimes some of your guests that come in have books that they've written, and you get a chance to get the author's signature as well. But Dan Ramada, real quick, give your website, and we got about 20 seconds left in the
sure.
program.
Our local website is act Cleveland, actcleveland.org. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/actcleveland. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/actcleveland. But most importantly, any questions, email me, actcleveland@gmail.com.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you being with us. Thanks again. God bless.
Listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.